Dyslexia is the most common learning disability. Kids that have it have a hard time understanding the way that sounds and letters correspond, which makes reading and spelling difficult. It can be really hard getting help, too, because a lot of schools won't test for dyslexia or even acknowledge it's a problem, in part because of how expensive it is to treat it. In February, the Joint Legislative Council in Madison voted to introduce a bill that would employ a dyslexia specialist at the Department of Public Instruction. The vote on whether to introduce a related bill on developing a dyslexia guidebook was deferred until Wednesday, March 6th. The process is in the preliminary stages right now, but a lot of people are hoping these bills become laws. People like Donna Heitmanic in Harshaw.
Hello, hello.
In addition to serving on the Dyslexia Study Committee that the bills were drafted for, she's also a retired reading specialist and special educator of 41 years. She says the issue is that kids with dyslexia aren't taught how to read the right way.
Over the years, we've learned that through science, we know the science of reading. We know that the brain changes when it has phonetic instruction. If it's only getting a sight word method, only one part of the brain is activated. You need to do both. And if you don't, you fail those kids. And so I know that the kids in Wisconsin are not getting what they need.
She says it's really easy for kids with dyslexia to get behind in school.
Because you don't read as much as everybody else, your exposure to words is decreased. And it's called what's called the Matthew effect, you know, like the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. And just because you're in special ed doesn't mean you're going to get the right treatment, because teachers are underprepared. They don't know how to identify it, and they don't know how to treat it.
One of the kids Donna Heitmanic tutored for a long time is Kyle Weinfurter. He's a junior at Rhinelander High School right now. But from an early age, dyslexia really affected his ability in school. He tried special education, but it didn't work for him. What did work for him was a local charter school and tutoring.
Okay.
Kyle came to the WXPR studio with his dad, Greg Weinfurter, and they talked about how they dealt with dyslexia together.
As parents, we had many sleepless nights with our frustration with how situations were being played out. Kyle, what was the hardest thing you faced?
I remember going through like history. Even in history class, it affected me. I remember you had to read a section for the homework, and you have to find the answer inside this little section, and I'd have to like go through it like four times or so before I could find the answer. Another hard part about the entire thing is how you were saying in the special ed department, it was kind of like a one-size-fits-all. I was kind of being thrown into a place I didn't feel like I was in the right area in, and a lot of things succumbed to bullying also being in there.
So you feel you were bullied a lot because you were in special ed?
Oh yeah, for sure. I didn't feel like I belonged in there. I did need something, but that's not what I needed.
You know, it was definitely hard. Yeah. But, you know, putting you in the regular classes was even harder because it was just such a total nosedive. I think.
Now, after getting the proper tutoring and the help I did need, I found my own way of overcoming most of the dyslexia. So before, I wasn't able to read out loud, really. I could only read in my head, and even then it was really slow. I'd butcher words, and everything would be really bad. My vocabulary wasn't very large. And now it's a lot easier. Now I wouldn't say I felt different, but now I feel a lot more normal, if that makes any sense.
My advice from parent to parent is don't give up. There's a lot of alternatives out there. You just got to find them.
Get a tutor, because that's 100% the only reason why I flipped around. Because of Donna, I wouldn't have gotten the attitude difference. I wouldn't have gotten the help I needed. It's the only reason why I'm actually, you know, feeling confident in myself. The only reason why I feel normal.
Kyle Weinfurter is a junior at Rhinelander High School. He was talking with his dad, Greg, about how dyslexia affected him in school. Donna Heitmanic, the retired reading specialist and also Kyle's former tutor, says hearing Kyle talk about his experience makes her feel hopeful.
It gives me goosebumps to think that he is all grown up. Well, not all grown up, but he's getting there, and he's going to be successful. I feel like I can say he's going to be all right. So that's why I will not give up this battle and this fight. I hope before I die that I can get this legislation, that we can get this legislation to pass.
Donna Heitmanek is one of many hoping that two bills pass through the Wisconsin legislature, one that employs a dyslexia specialist at the Department of Public Instruction, and one that creates a dyslexia guidebook. If passed, the hope is that it will make things easier for kids with dyslexia. Wisconsin is one of a handful of states that have yet to pass this kind of legislation. We have more information about dyslexia at WXPR.org. The story is part of our We Live Up Here series. It was funded in part by a grant from the Wisconsin Humanities Council, with funds from the National Endowment for the Humanities and the state of Wisconsin. With WXPR News, I'm Mackenzie Martin.